From NPR News in Washington, I'm Noor Rahm. Iran test-fired two missiles today as its elite Revolutionary Guard began war games. According to official reports from Tehran, the short-range surface-to-surface missiles were fired simultaneously and were meant to show Iran's strong resolve to defend its national values. Last week it was disclosed Iran has been developing an underground uranium enrichment facility. Officials say that plan will start running soon. Dale Gavlak reports.
The head of the office of Iran's supreme leader, Ayatollah Khamenei, said the new fuel plant would soon be operational and, in his words, make the enemies blind. He told the semi-official Fars news agency that rather than succumbing to unrest following the disputed June presidential election, the Islamic Republic was at the pinnacle of power. Lawmaker Alaeddin Baroujdi warned the West against taking measures which he suggested could affect Iran's existing cooperation with the UN nuclear watchdog. President Obama said the facility's discovery showed a disturbing pattern of evasion by Tehran, which added urgency to talks with world powers in Geneva on Thursday. The West accuses Iran of seeking to acquire a nuclear weapon, charges it denies. For NPR News, I'm Dale Gavlak in Amman.
The Taliban is claiming responsibility for a bombing this morning in the western Afghan city of Herat. At least 3 people were killed and 16 people were wounded. The bomb went off outside a girls' school as a convoy was passing to take the energy minister to the airport. The Taliban said Ismail Khan was the target. He was not injured. The political crisis in Honduras between deposed President Manuel Zelaya and de facto President Roberto Micheletti appears to have reached a standoff. NPR's Jason Bobian reports from Tegucigalpa.
Ousted President Manuel Zelaya says the only way there can be a negotiated settlement to Honduras' current crisis is if Micheletti agrees to step down. Micheletti says he wants a negotiated settlement, but he refuses to talk to Zelaya directly. Zelaya was ousted in a June coup and snuck back into the country on Monday. The Honduran military deported Zelaya to Costa Rica after the National Supreme Court issued an order for his arrest. Thousands of supporters of each president took to the streets of the capital this past week, declaring their man the legitimate head of state. Zelaya remains holed up in the Brazilian embassy, surrounded by soldiers. Micheletti says Zelaya is free to leave the compound, so long as some other nation offers him political asylum. Jason Bobian, NPR News, Tegucigalpa.
Rescue workers in the Philippines are searching for survivors of the worst flooding in the region in 40 years. A tropical storm tore across the northern Philippines yesterday. Officials say at least 52 people have died in floods and landslides. Weather forecasters said more than 16 inches of rain fell in Manila in 12 hours yesterday, exceeding the 15-inch average for the entire month. This is NPR News from Washington. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration says an important satellite used in forecasting hurricanes is likely to fail in the next several weeks or months. From Miami, NPR's Greg Allen reports.
QuickSat is a polar orbiting satellite that makes a pass over the oceans once a day. Hurricane forecasters use it mostly to monitor tropical waves and depressions, disturbances that can strengthen into hurricanes. It was launched in 1999 as an experimental satellite that measures wind speeds on the ocean surface. And in that, it's been very successful. NOAA hopes to replace it with 2 next-generation satellites. Those replacements, however, won't be ready for 5 to 10 years. Officials at the National Hurricane Center say the failure of QuickSat won't affect their ability to track hurricanes. Their main tools are geostationary satellites that keep a continuous watch on the oceans. Forecasters say once QuickSat fails, they've made arrangements to get data on ocean wind speeds from satellites launched by Europe and India. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.
Forecasters are expecting a break in the weather today in northwest Georgia, hit by floods last week. Officials have declared 14 counties disaster areas. The state insurance commissioner estimates flood damage at $500 million. Firefighters in Southern California say they expect to fully contain a wildfire in Ventura County later today. They're now about 97% there. The blaze began Tuesday and was driven by Santa Ana winds. It's burned 27 square miles. A much larger and older fire continues to smolder in the Angeles National Forest. It started on August 26th and burned 251 square miles since then. I'm Noor Rahm, NPR News in Washington.